Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to another edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making it possible for us to see a new day. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing us to be a prey in the mouth of the predator. You went to bed, you woke us up. You went out, you brought us back home safely. Father, to you be all glory, to you be all praises, to you be all honor and adoration. We bless you, everlasting God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We want to thank you, Lord, for all our previous broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of blessings that you have released unto your children. We say glory be unto your holy name. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands. I pray, Lord, that indeed the word that we go forth will transform, we heal, we deliver, we draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program. And I pray that as you listen today, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Jesus Says, I Will Cleanse You. Jesus is saying he's going to cleanse you of everything that is not of him in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every filth that the enemy has put upon you, the Lord will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark chapter 1, Mark 1 reading from verse 40 to verse 42. Mark 1 reading from verse 40 to verse 42. It said, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are key things I want us to learn from this passage. Number one thing we can learn from this passage is that the man was humble enough to acknowledge that he had a problem. When you identify that you have a problem, that problem is solved. Many people in the world today, the problem with them is that they have refused to acknowledge that they have a problem. But this man accepted that he had a problem. He accepted that he was leprous. Leprosy can mean anything. Anything that does not glorify God in your life can be termed as leprosy in this instance. Anything that make people to question your God will move on your behalf and he will remove them from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this man was humble enough to accept that, look, I cannot help myself. I have a problem and I need to take my problem to that person who is greater than that problem. That person who is a solution provider. And that was what he did. He humbled himself. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. 1 Peter 5 verse 5 says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. But where I'm going, it says, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud. For God gives grace to the humble. The Lord will not resist you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace to be humble he will give unto you. Say, God give grace to the humble. May you continue to operate in the grace of God. The grace of God will abound for you. His grace will surround you. His grace will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing we can learn there was that man came looking for Jesus and he got the reward of it. He went seeking out for Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, reading from verse 29 to 31. It says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. As you seek the Lord, you will find the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 30, it says, when you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your father, which he swore to them. The Lord will show you his mercy. He will not forsake you. He will not destroy you. He will not forget his covenant concerning you. The Lord will move on your behalf. So this man is sought after our Lord Jesus Christ, and he was able to find him. As you seek the Lord, you will find him. As you raise up your voices unto him, the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And number three thing we can learn there, the Bible says he begged our Lord Jesus Christ. That means he prayed. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. He said, knock and it will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Brothers and sisters, God is ready to answer your prayers. This man, he prayed to our Lord Jesus Christ and he answered him. Is not a prayer collector. When you cry unto him, he will answer you. And that was what that man did. He humbled himself. He went looking for our Lord Jesus Christ. He cried unto him, and the Lord answered him. The Lord will answer you too, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. He will not forsake you. No matter how terrible that situation you are right now, the Lord will deliver you. He will make way for you even where there are no ways, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing the man did was that he worshipped the Lord. He worshipped our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of John chapter 4, reading from verse 23. It says that, but the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipper we worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Brothers and sisters, you and I need to take on that garment of worship. Each day of our life, let us worship him. Let us bless him. Let us honor him. Let us exalt him. Let us glorify him. Call him by his names. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the immortal God. He is the invisible God. He is the Ancient of Days. Call him by his name. He is the Almighty God. And as you worship him, the Lord will answer you. He will move on your behalf. He will make ways for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's one thing to pray. It's another thing to pray in faith, to believe that he will do it for you. This man prayed in faith. He said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. That is a statement of faith, because he's saying that, look, if you want to do it, you can do it for me. He's practically saying that you, Jesus Christ, I know nothing is impossible with you. If you want to do it, you can do it. If you say yes, no one else can say no. If you say no, no one else can say yes. If you open the door, no one else can shut it. If you shut the door, no one else can open it. If you decide to cleanse me of all my iniquities, cleanse me of all my sins, cleanse me of all diseases, I know that I am clean. That is what that man was saying. He prayed in faith. The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 17. He said, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just will live by faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible. It is absolutely impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Brothers and sisters, it's one thing to pray. It's another thing to believe in what you are praying, to believe that he can do it. I pray that the Lord will increase your faith. That mountain moving faith the Lord will give unto you. Each time you call unto him, he will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we can see there is that Jesus was moved by that man's condition. He showed him compassion. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 102 verse 20, he said, for he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven, the Lord viewed the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. The Lord is hearing your groaning. He's hearing your groaning. Everything that have constituted chain in your life shall be broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will set you free. In the book of Psalm 103 verse 13 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. The Lord will pity you. He will show you his compassion in the mighty name of Jesus. As you cry unto him, he will answer you. The book of Isaiah 65:24, it says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. While you are still speaking, while I am still speaking, God said, he will hear. That means that our prayers will not go to voicemail. When we call unto him, he will answer us. And indeed, he will answer our prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will perfect that which concerns us in the name of Jesus. Indeed, the Lord will certainly make way for us, even where they have said there is no way. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, you will arise, the Lord will arise and have mercy on Zion. The Lord will have mercy on you. He have mercy upon your family. Say, you will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. This is the set time for the Lord to favor you. The set time for the Lord to cleanse you. The set time for the Lord to release you of that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 103, reading from verse 10. He said, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. Are you hearing me today, brothers and sisters? This is good news I bring to you, that the Lord is not ready to deal with you according to your sin. All you need to do, like that man did, was he went looking for Jesus. All you need to do is to accept Jesus today as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, he's ready to wipe away those sins. He's ready to wipe away those iniquities. He's ready to wipe away those diseases. He's ready to remove those sorrows, those frustrations, those disappointments from your life. All you need to do is to accept this Jesus. So wherever you are, I'm giving you this unique opportunity right now. Don't procrastinate. Accept him right now and just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have accepted you as their Lord and Savior. Pray, Lord, that you cleanse them of their sins. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have heard me today, the power of the Almighty God will be revealed unto you. His power will be demonstrated in your life. The Lord will take you higher and higher beyond your widest imagination. He will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.